Okay, today is Daf Nun Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal. Seichus Nishmas, David Tzvi ben Dov Mordechai, whose yahrzeit was yesterday. Shama Shehaven Aliyah. Okay, so we are on Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph. We're going to be talking about the Rekev. The mace sort of decomposes, and you have like this, I don't even know how to define it. What?
It's mold.
I don't know what it is. Mold, dust, it's this thing that's left over after he decomposes. So, Ezehu Meis Sheyesh Lo Rekev. What type of mace is the mace that has Rekev? They all have Rekev, but it means Ezehu Rekev has the din of this Halacha Moshe Misinai of Rekev that applies to them, which means that we said that that the Rekev of mace is Metame, right? Is Metame, right, for a certain amount. But what mace gets that status of the rekev or rakav? I don't know how to pronounce it. So he says, Mesha Nikbar Arum. So there's a mace who's buried naked without tachrichim, and in addition, Ba'arun Shal Shayish, he's in a marble casket, Oel Gabi Ritzba Shal Avanim, or I think it means and, but on a stone floor, Zehu Mesha Yeshlo Rakav. This is the mace that has the din of rakav, but Nikbar Biksuso, if he's buried with tachrichim, or even if he's not buried in Tachrichim, but he's Nikbar in an Aron Shel Eitz, in a wooden box, Ol Gabi Ritzko Shel Avenim, or on a floor of bricks, Zehu Meisha Eino Rakav. This is a mace that does not have Rakav. The point being is that the Rakav only applies if that mace is the only part of the mixture of the mystical Rakav. The Rakav only comes from the mace. If the decomposition which in the mixture is something other than the mace, we don't have the Lechem Moshe Mishinai of Rekev. So therefore, if he's buried nude in marble, nothing else, and you have a pile, there's nothing else there other than the mace. Once he's buried with Tachrichin, or once he's buried with some other item that could theoretically decompose along with him, so then that item is then part of the mixture, and then you no longer have the din of Rekev.
Is it marble also?
I don't know. Why?
You're supposed to use pine.
I mean, what we use nowadays and what was once done are totally different. These are very above ground. These are very above ground also. So yeah. So what was once? So what was once done and what is now done are two different things. And then, okay. So maybe it wasn't permitted. Maybe not the right way to do it, but it was done. I mean, that's the case. It's the case of the Gemara. All right. But what was once and what is are two different things. Okay. In addition, Amar Ula. Ein rekev ella haba min habasar umin agidin umin haatzamos. The rekev only comes into play if the mixture from the mace contains from flesh, from sinews, and from bones. But if it's only from flesh, or if it's only from bones, only from sinews, it's not metame. So I guess I'm not exactly sure how you know. I'm not exactly sure how it happened, but it has to be that the rekev is from all three items together. So Eishei Rav Ula. So Rava asked the Ula, Rakav haba min habasar tahar. If you have Rakav that comes solely from the flesh, he doesn't have the din of Rakav. I mean, so it's not metame. But ha min ha'etzem tame. But if it came just from the bones, it is tame. V'yafal gav de lekabasar. And even if it doesn't have flesh, you just said it has to come from all three. This price we just quoted says only if it comes from the bones is sufficient, even if it doesn't have the flesh. So Eima hachi. So the Gemara answered, this is what the price is meant to say. Rakav haba min habasar tahor. If it's solely from the flesh, then it is tahor. Ad sheyesh etzem habasar. So until the point in time when there is bones with the meat, with the flesh. The Gemara says, fine, okay. So now you have the flesh and you have the bones. What about the gidin that we mentioned? That's what the Gemara says. Halak gidin. You just answered the question by telling me that you explained why what etzamos means. It means etzamos with the flesh. But where's the gidin? You need the gidin as well. So the Gemara says, they know if you have both flesh and bones, you're guaranteed to have Gidin along with it. I don't know the physiology well enough to know if that's really the case, but he's saying that if you're burying somebody and you're burying with Basar and Atzamos, that Vada'i, they're going to be Gidin attached, are going to be there, because I guess the Gidin attached the flesh to the bone.
How would you get that in between? Basar's on the top, bones in the bottom, how do you pull out the Gidin?
I don't know. Next din of the Rakev. Well, I guess that's what he's saying. If you have the basar and bones, you're going to have Gidin. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan is another din by Rakev. Right. Okay.
That's where they are.
Right. That's the fact. So how does that affect? How is that fact impacting what we're saying?
So it's not possible to have it by itself.
No.
Sandwich. You can't take out the middle of
the sandwich.
I'm saying you can't take out the middle of
the sandwich. Well, that's what the Gemara is saying. So what are you adding? That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. Oh, okay. So you're just saying what the Gemara is saying.
This is assuming you know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
How do you know about the
bones in the air? Another din when it comes to Rakov. Shnei mesim shekavarin zeim ze nasu galgalin ze laze. Two mesim that are buried together, they become galgalin.
What? One
grave? Yeah. You're not allowed to do that. What happened in the olden days is different than what happened today. So Amar Shmuel bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan shnei mesim shekivaron zeim ze nasu galgalin ze laze. What is galgalin? How's he translated? Because basically what the Mishnah say, they're mavatil each other. What?
Sort of a covering.
Okay. What it is that what?
Add mixture to each other.
Okay, so just translate. Basically, that doesn't do anything for you. What it means is that they prevent the other one from attending the din of Rekev. In order to have the din of Rekev, you have to be, according to this, you have to be the soul, only one body at a time. It can't be a mixture of two bodies. Right, which is interesting because... Correct. Rekev, exactly. Because Rekev is a halacha that it's metame. The metame didn't Rekev. There's no body, it's just a Rekev. But Rekev only has the halacha that it's metame if it's only the body, and now we're saying if it's only a singular body. If it's two bodies mixed together, you don't have the halacha moshe mishina of Rekev. Rekev is not bones. What do you mean? That's the halacha moshe mishina, that Rekev is metame. That's what the Mishnah talked about.
What I'm asking, why would
because it's a halacha moshe mishinai.
You don't only talk about the rekev portion.
Not the halacha of rekev.
The halacha of rekev. No, yeah, the halacha of rekev is for tumah. The tumah of rekev only applies if it's from. That's the whole, what we're doing right now. The tumah of rekev only applies if first of all, it's only one body. There's no kachrikrin. There's no eight. It's only naked in the marble.
The urn of the fireplace is probably not halachic because it probably had.
Clothing and everything was burnt along with it. They usually burn it in a casket also. And no, they're wrapped up in a body to wrap it up. I ain't allowed to do that. But that's the halacha. Melo tarvad rekev. That's what it said. Al elu tumos hanazim regaleich al ameis akazais unameitz akazais neitzel amelo tarvad rekev. Now I don't know what point it becomes rekev. Like how disintegrated, how grind up, ground up, it have to be. I think maybe just burned to a crisp and its ashes.
Yeah. Stuff.
Oh, because it was all over your.
It was all over my car.
Uh huh. Probably, yeah. Well.
Stuff.
Well, that contained everything, I guess.
It contains everything, so it's a mixture.
Not additionally coming. Well, that's no, but that was a different story. But that's that. I gotta go on. I can't continue on this line of speaking. Okay, so that's Rekev. That's part of Rekev. So it's fun. It's interesting is that if you look, I was having a problem with this because if you look at Tosfos says, look at the second top Tosfos. Shenikvar Aron ba'Aron shel Shayish Olakav Ritzva shel Avanim. Right. So the Tosfos is explaining why he says she'eino nishchakas. It doesn't decompose. Tosfos says you have to have the body of a mace. So if it's only from the body of the mace, why would it make a difference if it's one mace or two mace?
Yeah.
It's only from the body of the mace. But then I looked at the Mefarish, and the Mefarish is different. The Mefarish says, look at the Mefarish, the top Mefarish. He talks about the Shayish. He says, "Val im nikvar b'ksuso with the tachrichin. I feel ba'aron shal shayish. Ain't no toritz rekev. He doesn't have the concept of rekev. lefisha kesuso near keves imo, because the kesuso disintegrates with him, nasis lo tarovus, becomes this mixture, va'anu, and we, ein lanu halach lemosh mishinai sherekev etame, where does the halach mishinai apply? El rekev avan min ha-meis atzmo. He adds the word atzmo.
Solely.
So I think that's what that maybe the mefarish is more in line with the way the Gemara is read now. Okay. Fine. So now we say that if it's two basim together, become a gagalim, they become a block to each other, and you don't have the din of rekev. So Masir Rav Nasa asks the question of the following price. Let's say you have tav rekev haba mishnei mesim tame. Clear as day. If it's the rekev that comes from two mesim, it's matame. So the halacha mishnah does apply. So why tell me it doesn't? Clearly it does. So Amarava, Rav says, not. We'll make a distinction. He says as follows. He asks this for you. The Brisa is not talking where, the Brisa where it says that the Matame is not talking about where they were buried together. Rather, it's Kavru Zevif Neyatzo, Vezev Neyatzo, Vihirkivu, Vamdu Amaloi Tovi Rakov. What happened? Well, this one was buried by itself, this one was buried by itself, and somehow they, after they turned into Rekev, their Rekevs mixed together. So when their Rekev mixed together, so since this one had the Halach of Rekev when it's to begin with, and this one had the Halach of Rekev to begin with, when they combined together, they still maintained the Halach of Rekev. But, what? Hurricane Katrina came, knocked off all the headstones, and all the cemeteries got flooded, and things got mixed together. You make up any case of how they mixed together. You're asking about the how it happened. You make up a case how it happened. They got mixed together. Hurricane Katrina, all these things are buried above ground. A lot of the things in New Orleans. So what do you think got pushed together? I'm not making it up.
No.
Someone comes down the street to dig to build a new mall that's going to be open on Shabbos in Ashdod. That's right, and they're digging, and they dig up two graves, and the shovels push together. Like, come in any case, your turn. Okay. So Amar Rava. So Rava says, "Kavru zevif neyatzo, zevif neyatzo, rekivu amdu lo tavu rekev." Fine. Amar Rava. Rava gives another, and the case where it says that they're not metame is when they're buried together. So when they became rekev together, then that's not metame. The lach of rekev only applies if they got the din of rekev separately and then somehow mixed together. So Amar Rava by Rakhana, Amar Biyochlan. Another din by rekev. Gaza sa'aro. So you shaved somebody's hair. I guess I'm not sure if he died first or not. Gazat Sa'aro. You have a corpse?
Yeah.
Okay, so you shave the hair of the corpse, Ukivaro Imo, and then you bury the hair with the mace. So Nasilo Galgalim, the hair now becomes a block. It becomes part of the mixture, because once the hair is off the head, I guess it's no longer considered part of the body, so it's a separate item, and that is disintegrating along with the body, decomposing along with the body, and therefore, it becomes a mixture, and that's not rekev, because rekev has to be pure body. So, the mashmos is over here, though, that if you didn't cut the hair before the kvura, then the hair is not a galgalim, it's not mevatel, it still becomes part of the body, even though hair, we know hair is something that's separate, and that hair is not from basar mes at all. So the Gemara says, Gemara is going to ask the following question. From this din of Rabbah, they're going to try to answer a question that they have regarding Tumas Mates. In order to get to that, we're going to quote a Mishnah in Oholos. So the Mishnah in Oholos in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel says as follows, Tanan Hasam, Kol Sheba Mace Tame. All the Evarim, all the parts of a dead body, are Metame Mace, even if they're not connected to the body, Chutz, except for Shinayim, teeth, the Seyar, the hair, the Hatziporin, I think that means the nails, that if they fall off the body, they're not Metame Mace. But when they're connected, they're connected, kulan tameim. So even if you touch the teeth of a skull, that would be metame. But if it's only the teeth, then it's not metame. Just look at the question as to why. So if you look at the rush, so again, I don't know how everyone's rush lines up. There's a rush, it's Dibur Masa, Chutz Min Hashanayim, Vaseir Vatziporan. I don't know how the article's set up. I'll tell you where it is. The article's set up with all the rush, one long column on the left?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so right, it's in the middle of the Tosos for Nirkavu. It says, Chutz min ha-shinayim v'ha-shitseira v'tziporin. You got it? Okay, so that's different, set up differently than mine. Okay. It says, B'perek dam hanida mefarish taima why, d'mishum d'ba'inan dumyo de'etzem. In order for something to be mitame meis, it has to be similar to a bone. Ma etzem shenivra imo. The bone is born with you. You already have your bones. I guess you have all your bones when you're born, right? Ve'ein gizo machlif. It's not cut off. It's not. It doesn't switch into anything else. Af kol shenivra imo the in gizo machlif. So too, anything to be tummy has to be born. You have to be born with, and doesn't switch around. Yotzwa shinayim shlo nivro imo comes out the teeth that are not. You're not born with them because you get, if they fall out, then you get new ones. Maybe that might say they're already embedded in there. I don't know, but they're not. They're not. They don't. You don't see them. They're not born with you. Yotzu seyar v'tziporench afish nivrimo gazu machlif. But hair and fingernails, even though they're born with you, some babies are not born with hair. But even though they're born with you, the nails and the hair, but they, you cut them and they grow out. The hair, the little hair I have now, has nothing to do with the hair I had when I was a baby. It's different. It's different. It's different hair. Fine. So the Gemara says, so boy chiskia. What about the following thing? So se'aro ha'omed ligaleach v'tziporein ha'omed ligazeizmai. You are about to cut the hair, or you have the intention to cut the hair, or the intention to shave, to cut off the fingernails before he, I guess he dies. I guess they're very long. He's going to cut his hair. And then he dies. I guess you, the intention to cut it off, but he didn't. So do we say, kol ha-gozeis, kol ha-omei le-gozeis ki le-gozeis dami? So mi armina and kol ha-omei le-gozeis ki le-gozeis dami, al dilma hashda miha ha-michubarin. Or you say, look at the physical... the physical reality right now, they are connected. You touch those nails, you touch that hair, that's considered to be tummy mace. So, must be that you're in a field, not in the house, because if you're in the house, you have tumas oel, so I'm just coming up with the scenario, and you see the guy there, and you don't lean over them, and you just touch the fingernails.
So it's all the hair, or just some of the hair? Like the, you only cut it to a certain length.
I mean, any hair that's attached to the body was metame. Any hair that's not attached to the body is not metame.
All the hair?
Yes, all the hair. All the hair. Or at least the hair, part of the hair that you touched. Right? O Dilma Hashtami, now they are Mukhabarim. So, Venivsha Lehmi de Rabbi Barakana. So, let's answer this question from what we said by Rabbi Barakana, that if you cut off the hair and you bury the hair with it, it becomes a galgalin, it becomes a block. Right? Venivsha Lehmi de Rabbi Barakana, Taimim Mishum de Gazas. The only reason why it becomes a block is because it was shaved, it was cut. Halo Gazas. No, but if it's not taken off, it's not. You just look at the reality. So the Gemara says, no, don't make the diyuk. I'm not sure. The Gemara says, Hachika Amar, this is what Rabbi Barachana says, Gazaz Harezeh Galgalim. If it's cut off, then it's definitely a Galgalim. Definitely prevents the racket from taking place. Lo Gazaz Miboile. But if it's not cut off, they still have a suffix. So you can't make the diyuk, it's still a suffix. If it's still a suffix, you can't answer our question. I don't know. When the diyuk is clear, the Gemara says no. There's no diyuk. It's still a kashuk. It's still a suffix. Okay. Another question. The din of rakav. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, and this I don't get at all. Rakav habam mina ekev mahu. The rakav that comes from the heel of the foot, was that considered to have tumas rakav or not? Why not? What's the difference?
Yeah. So
Toso says something that I think maybe he says. Look at the Tosos Rekev Habam in Ekev Ma'u. It's a one liner in the wide lines. His Lefisha be Akvoshel Adam on the heel of the foot. Yeshbo Ove Basar She'en Bo Chiyas. He's talking about like calluses and dead skin, maybe. So maybe what's coming off from the heel is just dead skin to begin with. Maybe that's what the Umibayle Igamiri Barekev Elo. If that has the halacha of Rekev or not, that dead skin on the bottom of the foot, I guess. So. The Gemara explains that studium of the Safek. The Gemara goes for a little bit about this. Ki garmin and Rakev, when we learn Rekev, it's Habami Kule Meis, Aval the Asimina Akev Lo, Odim Alo Shna. When we learn the Halacha Moshe of Rekev, and they're talking about Rekev that's similar, I guess, to the rest of the flesh of the body, which means that it has some sort of, that it's live skin, I guess. Aval the Asimina Akev, but comes from the heel, no. Odim Alo Shna. Or do we say it makes no difference? So Tashma, we're going to bring a proof. The Sunni Rabbi Nassim by Bar Oshia. Rabbi Oshia says, Rakev Habamish Ne Mason, right? We had the case just now. Rekev that came from two Mason. It's the case of where they were buried together, right? Sorry. This is the case of where they were not buried together. Where they were buried separately and then they mixed later. But they did. Each of them doesn't have left over. Remember, you have to have a Malo Tarvat of Rekev. You have to have a shear. Each of them doesn't have, it is chilly. Each of them doesn't have the shear of Rekev. And then they mix together, that's Tamei. The Isalka Daitach, but and if you thought they had whatever requires the burial to take place in order to have the din of Rekev, without Tachrifa in marble on the stone floor, then yes. So the Isalka Daitach Habam in a Ekev Lo, and if you would think that the rekev, the whatever the decomposition that comes from the heel is not considered rekev. Zil hacha dilma derech ekev kasiv hacha dilma derech asei. Why are you so sure that when these two combine and make the shear that you have then a rekev, maybe they're combining from their heels? And if they're combining from their heels, that that's not going to be considered, and that doesn't have the only way you can be certain is that if you know that every part of the flesh is great answer, right?
Great answer. Well,
if you're me, I can only say what it says. Okay.
Yeah, you couldn't make
I couldn't make this up if I tried. No.
What?
So the Gemara then says, no, we'll knock off that answer. He says, "Eid the irkiv kulei meis v'kaasiv derech ekev hachinami, but elahacha kagon the irkiv chad ever v'kaasiv derech ekev mai teku." So here, I'm not even sure. This is not a question. This is now we tried. The question was, does the ekev that comes from the heel considered ekev? And we said, I don't know. And the Gemara tried to prove that it must be that it came from it comes from the heel is considered rekev, because if you have the mixture, you're so certain that the mixture becomes rekev. Why are you so sure? Maybe it's a mixture of heels. If it's a mixture of heels, and heels not rakev, so it must be that heels are rakev. Because even if it's only a mixture of heels, gets the din of rakev. Then the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. That's not a raya, because we can say that our case is if the entire body decomposes, then Rav Yirmiyah has. Right, it's not, is Rav Yirmiyah's question? No, then I just said Rav Yirmiyah. It's a Rav Yirmiyah question. The question is from Rav Yirmiyah. So if the entire body decomposes, then Rav Yirmiyah has no question that the Ekev is also part of the Rekev. But here, as we're talking about,
it's only the heel.
I think so. The Suffolk is only where only the leg itself decomposes. Or the heel itself decomposed. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what
so
the hell.
Maybe only had
one part of the body.
Yeah, only had the heel.
Right, and you buried that. Yeah. So that's his shaila. So he leaves it as a teku. I don't know. I really don't know what the case would be. Okay. I guess another question of Rav Yirmiyah, right? Who's afraid of Rav Yirmiyah? Right? Rav Yirmiyah. Ubar b'mei isha havei galgalim alo. The fetus inside the mother dies with the fetus inside. Is the ubar considered a galgalim to prevent the halacha of rekev from taking place? So the Gemara says, what's the stuck that sadeh l'safik? Kevin amar mar. Since we know many places ubar yerachimo that the ubar is considered a limb of the mother, so hilkakufahu v'lo havei galgalim. So maybe the rekev, it's considered part of her body, and therefore the rekev would apply to her as well. Odilmon kevan de sopoletes mifrash parishmine. Or maybe since we say that really it's supposed to come out of her, so it's not considered part of her body. Maybe halachically it's part of her body for other things, right? Like for ben pakua maybe, but actually gotta be careful because it doesn't apply, I guess, to animals, but right, it only applies to human, right? So he says sopoletes mifrash parishmine, and therefore it would be considered as it's a foreign object in her body, and therefore it would be considered gagolin, and she would not get the lach of rekev. Ah, the intim say lomar. Ubar the sofa leitzes mitrash parish mine. If you say that it's considered separate because it's supposed to come out of the body, remember Rambam paskins like all imtim selomars. So according to Rambam, he would paskin that way. So imtim selomar ubar sofa leitzes mitrash parish mine. What about the following case? Shichva zera b'meishamo. What if she has shichva zera inside of her? I guess she had relations, and I can't make this up. She had relations, and then she died. Died within 5 days, right? Right. Mi arminan. Do we say kevan delo itzar kigufa dami? Do we say that? Do we say that? I don't know. Do we say that it's in her body, so therefore it's still considered part of her body? Odilma kevan dima alma kasilo. It came from outside her body. It's a foreign object inside her body, so maybe it's not considered, and it would prevent. So the next case, the Gemara says, Bai Rabba Pirshamahu, a woman who died with a full stomach and she still has waste, I guess, inside in her intestines. Is that considered vatal or not? So do we say kevan delo mekayim abdolachal chayusu? Maybe a person can't live without food, so that's considered part of her life. That's where she gets life from, is from the food. So that's considered part of her. Oh Dilma, who are you to say what a person needs to survive? Oh Dilma, you're a doctor. Okay. Oh Dilma. Oh Dilma, Hanami me alma asi. Or I'm saying, no, this also is a foreign object. It came from the outside, right? So by Rav Acha, Rav Rav Ika, he asked the following question: Oromahu, what about the skin? What about the skin? It's part.
Part of the body.
Oromahu. So if you're asking about skin, so by Ravuna bar Manoach, okay. What about Kichovineo? I'll talk about phlegm and mucus. What about all that? Is that considered part of it? Does it have to be completely clean? So the Gemara says, so Amr Leish for Shmuel Barach or Papa, your question, if all these things are going to prevent rekiv, how are you going to have the case? How are you going to have the case? So the Gemara doesn't say, oh no, it's a ridiculous question. The Gemara comes up with a case. The Gemara comes up, he says, no, he says, the Ashke made to call him, you drank some sort of palm juice. It's something. It's like a barium or something like that. I don't know. Something to clean you out, right? Visachya nasha, and then you had some sort of depilatory that pulled off all the hair. Ushilako ben meitivaria, and then you roasted it. You placed her into the he placed him into the Wells Hot Springs of Tveria, and therefore all the skin came off, and then you buried him. That's the only case of rakef. Really? I mean, they have this halakha Moshe Mishinai that applies to this.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
I don't know.
And Rav Rasa was talking yesterday in the shiur about the soap from the
halakha. Right.
Lampshades of bamboo. So, you know, this is
right, lamaisa. It's all from one mace though? Because sometimes those were from. Well,
right, it's from different mace.
Right, so that may maybe be not to be
Mutami.
Right, right, unfortunately. Right. Well, see that question. Is this like a docha answer, or is this really, really like lahalacha?
Who did this?
Right. I don't know. I don't know. So Amar Abaye. They did some stuff with the bodies. They really did some strange stuff with the bodies. But they would singe it in the chametveria to remove the skin.
Right, and then you watch it decompose, and then you say, you know, this is the dust from that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the case.
They were bored.
They didn't have iPhones. They were bored. Amar Abaye. Right. Amar Abaye. Naktinon. We have a halacha. Meis shetichano ein lo rekev. If you grind up the mace itself, I guess, and you create the pile, that's no din of rekev, right?
Let's
say
he dies in the fire.
So that's so he says. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't say anything about that right now. So he says, "Ma'achar shalachan shalachan." So, right? It has to be decomposed. It has to be decomposed. It can't be done. The decomposition can't happen by human acts. It has to decompose by itself. So the Gemara says, "Okay, ibayluhu." Following question: Tichano. What if you ground it up and it became rekev, and then that rekev decomposed further to become whatever the whatever rekev would be? Now, does it have to be rekev or not? So do we say, do we say that the reason why you have the halacha of rekev is because you have in front of us this decomposed mixture of flesh, of sinews and bones, and so to here we have that decomposition to get combined together. Ol Dilma Kivriyasov Inavaleka, or the halacha only applies when the body decomposes in a normal way, but not if there's some sort of shinoi in the body before the decomposition, which here would be, you know, the grinding it up with some gemara news as a teiku. Another din when it comes to rekiv. Tani Ula Bar Chanina Meis Shechaser Ein Lo Rekiv. So a mace who's buried, I guess a mace whose body, who's an amputee, doesn't have all his limbs when he dies, and he's buried with, and he's missing part of the body, does not have the halacha of rekev. The halacha of rekev was only nischadesh if it is a full body, a mace shalim, without the skin and without the whatever. The only,
whatever
a full body. Right. Below tfusa. It doesn't have the din of tfusa. What's a tfusa? If a person finds a mace buried in the ground, and he wants to move that mace to a different burial spot, he has to take along with the mace all the offer that's around it to like three etzvos all around. That's the halacha, right? Because you want to make sure you got everything. So that's the halacha. So because you're worried about the leakage, or I guess that's what it is. But this din only applies if it's a mace shalim. But if you're trying to move a mace who's chaser a limb, then you're allowed to move it even without this tusa. Don't know what the difference would be. I don't know why it would be different. That's just the halacha. I don't know.
So what kind of coin going to a cemetery then? Where how you have, except for the freshly buried mason, the old ones were buried there from 2 months ago, in theory,
They're not metame, because maybe they're still bones.
What?
Do they become rekev? Rekev is beyond the stage of bones.
Let's say that we knew that this is 8 months old, everyone in this section, you'd be able to go there.
But why? Who says that after 8 months it turns into rekev?
In Eretz Yisrael,
they find bones. It's bones.
Well, when does it turn into rekev?
I don't know. Rekev is this complete decomposition into dust or to, I don't know. So he says that the mace that's chaser doesn't have the din of rekev, doesn't have the din of tfusa, and doesn't have the din of. These are good kashas. Doesn't have. What? So do we have an undertaker who davens in the shul? So we have any?
They did zoom bodies in Europe and take a Eretz Yisrael years ago.
Right.
Still pieces of the body there. I mean,
right.
So it doesn't. Something.
Right.
It depends on the ground you bury. certain ground.
Right. If it's colder, it's probably not going to. You know.
I
mean,
right. Right.
All the dirt. Okay, he also doesn't have the halacha of shchunas kevaros. I'm not sure what the halacha of shchunas kevaros is. As far as he says, kahid etnan lekaman, it's all going to be on daf samach dalid. Right? Matzah shlosha, if you find three burial plots, hareze shchunas kevaros, these are called a neighborhood of right? Vekana mikomo, and I guess the, you're not allowed to move them, I guess.
So what is it that you did? If you want to
right.
Three graves,
right?
Then you have to look for a third one. You don't find a third one, because they have the second one move out.
But if you find a third one?
A third one, you can't move out. It's a.
Right. Unless they're Byzantine, right? If they're Byzantine, then you're okay, right? They always say.
Because
it's only. This halacha only applies, I'm assuming, to Jewish bodies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? That's why that's always the machlokus between in Israel whether the graves are
Israel
Jewish
problems,
or
they do it. That's why they have problems.
Because they could be Jewish, they don't know. Okay.
You'd say if you find three then
you have to worry about it, I guess. Okay, but only if the bodies are complete, apparently. Apparently this halacha of shchuna only applies if the bodies are complete. So Meisvei, now we're gonna ask on Ula. Right, he's gonna bring a mission now in Idios. So there in Idios, they're learning certain halachas. The Gabi Aver Minachai, you're learning it from Aver Minamis. You're trying to compare Aver Minachai to Aver Minamis, and the Mishnah says you can't learn one from the other. Lo, it can't be Iamarta Bimes, Sheyeshlo Rov, Virova. A mace has more halachas, Rov Binyan, or Rova Akav, or Melo Tarvat Rakov, and all these has these chumras regarding its Tumah. Tomar Bechai, Sheyeshlo Rov, Lo Rov, Lo Tarvat Rakov. All these cases from the Aver Minachai does not have these halachas. So the Gemara says, so now, one of the things that was mentioned over here was Tarvat Rakov. So the Gemara says, Hei Chidami, what's the case of Tarvat Rakov that the Mishnah in Idios is talking about, comparing an Aver Minachai to an Aver Minamis? He says, the Irkiv Chad Aver, if it's only a one limb decomposed so much, right? The Kavisei Gabi Meis, Afilu Chad Aver Ikar Rakov. So then, you're going to tell me, talking about where one with one limb that decomposed. So Gabi the mace also, if you have one limb that decomposed, then you're telling me that it is tameh. Because we're not, you're saying that the dins of rekev applies. So you're talking about aver min achai. So you're talking about aver min mace. So aver min mace rekev one limb apply. If we just said you have to have a complete body, now the deal from this Mishnah is that it even applies for one limb. That's a kasha on what we just said. So the Gemara says, no. Mikatani ha-meis, but rather ha-kamashmalan shum-meis yeshlo rekev, shum-chai eno rekev. We're not talking about this mace itself that's missing an aver, has din of rekev. We're talking about the concept of mace. In the concept of mace, you have the halacha of rekev. In the concept of aver minachai, no matter what you do, you're not going to have the concept of rekev. If you only have one limb, the rekev won't apply. But within the body, within the idea of rekev, that applies by a mace. That's what I was trying to say and avoid. But, okay. Next question. Vayirava. Vayirava. Hirkif keshu chai v'chazer umeis mahu. Let's say one limb decomposed while he was alive.
Like gangrene.
Right, okay. One limb decomposed while he was chai v'chazer umeis, and then he returns and dies, and then the rest of the body decomposes. Mahu. Then he does the tooth. I guess the limb was still on his body. The mitztarif. The name mitztarif. I don't know. I mean, the lashon v'chazer. He went back and died. I don't know.
Umeis.
And he died. I should just say umeis.
V'chazer means he died.
I should just say umeis. What do you mean v'chazer? He went back to where? We're back to Shemayim. I don't know. Oh, whatever. I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ki Gamiri, when we learn the din of Rakav, it's the Irka Kishumes. Does it only apply when the decomposition takes place during death? Or do we say, no, Ilkanami, now he has decomposed, his full body is decomposed while he's dead with a fully decomposed body. So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's try to bring another raya from what we just learned in the Mishnah Idias. The Mishnah said over there, Lo Iyamart B'meisha Yeshlo Rov, Virova umlo tarvad rekev tomer b'chai. So taima mishum chai. The reason why they don't want to learn it to Avram b'chai is because Avram b'chai is talking about the person's alive. Time, but ha meitz yesh lo rakav. But if he would be dead, there would be rakav because it would combine with the rest of his dead body. So the Gemara says no. Same answer. Mikatani ha meitz. Talking about this guy who dies rather ha kamashvan the shum neis yesh lo rekev shum chai ein lo rekev. Not talking about this individual. It's not a raya. You're not saying it's not a raya that only because he's alive he doesn't have rekev. But once he dies he'll have rekev. No, there's no name. There's no concept of rekev when it comes to an Avram and a chai. And there is a concept of rekev when it comes to a mace. Not necessarily this mace because he has the aver, but to a regular mace. But full-bodied mace does have the concept of rekev. Therefore, you can't try to prove a medayak over there, because what the Mishnah is trying to say over there is not necessarily specific to that case, but specific to the concept of mace and to the concept of Avram and Chai. Okay, we'll stop here again. Today's daf was learned as Zeicha Nishmas. What? Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai, sponsored by the Daskal family. Shemesh Abba Leah, Rasha Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zaka Yisrael, Lefika Chayv Lev Torah Mitzvah Shneamar. Adonai Chafetz Aman Tzidko, Yadil Torah V'Yadir. Amen.